The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
Now, a recent incident on O'Connell Street in Dublin where a carriage horse broke free and collided with a bus is a stark reminder that Dublin's streets are no places for horse-drawn carriages in 2026. These are the words of Claire Owens, Political Affairs Officer with the NSPCA, and she joins us now. Claire, first of all, for people who haven't seen this event, this poor horse breaking free of the carriage and colliding with a bus and all of that. I know it was widely shared on social media, but tell us a little bit about this specific incident.
Hi, good afternoon, Ciara and Shay, and thanks for having me on your programme this afternoon. So that video was shared widely on social media, and it just came across my path. And it appears that the horse was drawing a carriage on O'Connell Street and it broke loose. And then it collided with a bus, and then subsequently it was able to get up and it went full pelt down the whole of O'Connell Street. It seemed to collide with some of the planters and into bicycles and that. And then at the end of the video, you saw somebody caught the horse and they brought it back off somewhere.
Okay.
But we're not sure what injuries were sustained, but the horse was able to get up and to move.
So the horse ran amok on O'Connell Street, but it also, I'm sure, sustained some injuries if it collided with buses and on various other obstacles. You feel in general a busy city like Dublin is no place for a horse?
Well, it's just unfortunately, these concerns are becoming more and more regular. Like last year, a sulky horse also broke loose on O'Connell Street, and that created a significant public risk. It ran the whole length of O'Connell Street with the sulky cart behind it, and that was also widely shared on social media. But I suppose this comes on foot of the NSPCA. We had our launch of our five-year strategy last week, setting out priorities to strengthen animal welfare protections across Ireland. And among that, we're calling for a ban on horse-drawn carriage operations in Irish towns and cities. And we didn't come to that position lightly, but we're just looking at, there's a growing recognition internationally that modern urban environments are no longer suitable places for working horses. And Dublin City in particular presents serious and unique welfare concerns.
And Claire, there will be some people who will argue that this is a tradition that there have always been since the city, I suppose, was first laid out by town planners, horses going up and down the various streets. And people do cling to traditions like that. And there are many other cities, including places like New York, that are very busy that have horse-drawn carriages too, although they are mostly within places like Central Park. What do you say about the traditional element?
Well, internationally, many cities have already moved away from horse-drawn carriage operations. So cities including London, Paris, Barcelona, Brussels. I was in Brussels recently, and they have actually transitioned to electric carriages as a humane modern alternative. And that seems to work very well in that particular city. But this is not an attack on culture or tourism or tradition. It's about recognising that standards evolve and that animal welfare must evolve too. So we can't just stay stuck in the past. And just because an activity was traditional, it does not automatically make it acceptable indefinitely. So society evolves, and as society evolves, our understanding of animal welfare evolves with it.
Okay.
So we no longer use animals in many ways that we once considered normal, because we recognise that tradition cannot always justify practices that compromise welfare.
Okay. Can I ask you, do you mean specifically just for cities? Myself and Shane were down in Killarney last year on the News Talk summer tour, and you can take a lovely horse and trap around Killarney National Park, and there's a real tradition down there of people with the, are they called the Jarvies, with the horse and traps, and they bring out tourists.
That's
but even
French,
locals,
yeah.
and it was very picturesque, very idyllic. We got the horse stopped by the lake, we paddled, all that kind of business. Are you specifically saying in general cities, or are you saying in general we shouldn't have the practice of horse and trap or horse and carriage at all?
We're specifically looking at busy cities and towns. So if you look at cities, we're looking at working equids, and they're being asked to work in busy and chaotic traffic environments, and they're surrounded by buses, taxis, Lewis trams, cyclists, motorbikes, delivery vans, and then dense pedestrian traffic. So I think a city and a town environment is completely different to that of the likes of Killarney National Park.
Okay, so that was a quiet, calm sort of a road. Someone has texted
and said, you don't have the same level of road traffic and the different types of road traffic in Killarney Park as you would, say, in Dublin city centre.
OK. Someone has texted, which is a very interesting question, and I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, Claire. Can you connect horses that work in Dublin city or other places to stables or anything as a way of identifying if they are cared for properly? Do we know where these horses are stabled at night? Do we know about standards of care in general of the horses that we see working, not just in Dublin, but in I suppose, other areas that have these same horses and traps around the place?
Well, Dublin also suffers from a major regulatory problem. So the industry, it still falls under Victorian era legislation, the Dublin Carriage Act 1853. What that means that Dublin City Council do not have property authority, and they're not able to introduce bylaws to regulate the industry effectively. So we've a fragmented system with inadequate oversight and growing number of unregulated operators and limited enforcement power. And with that, there's no proper licensing or identification. So in answering your question, no, we can't link where
operating. You only see them on the street the same as anybody else. Another question has come in for you, and our listeners are full of very interesting questions. What would become of the horses if they had no further use, though? Would they be put down? That would be terrible too. I presume there are refuges for horses in the same way there are for cats and dogs.
Well, I think when you're looking at, looking at phasing out an industry like this, you would have a transition period.
Okay, so you're not thinking of refuges.
You would have to look at an adequate transition period. And if there was horses that, you know, there was no other option, then there would be a rehoming facility available. You have to allow for proper transition periods when you're trying to make changes in legislation like this.
Look, we appreciate you coming on and joining us on all of this, Claire. That is Claire Owens, their Political Affairs Officer with the NSPCA. I'd love to know what people think about the horses, particularly in Dublin. Obviously, there are in other towns and cities too, but Dublin is very busy in traffic. Shane, really interesting text there about the Robbie Williams concert.
Yeah, Eamon in Kilkenny, he said he was returning from the Robbie Williams concert last year. He said, not in Dublin very often, hardly ever at night. The carry on by the drivers of the horse-drawn carriages was disgraceful. Trotting hard in the road, weaving in and out of traffic in a dangerous manner. No thoughts for the horses. I'm involved in horses all my life and their behaviour was only second to those using our roads for sulky racing. The only positive was that all the horses did look well cared for.
Yeah. Someone else says, yes, Dublin has no standards when it comes to this. In New York, the horses are driven by men wearing top hat and tails with high regulation. In Dublin, there's no regulation.
They're saying horses in Killarney, yes. Horses in Dublin, no.
Ah, fair. And in New York, it's all regular. There are top hats, etc. I'm not sure the top hat and the tails necessarily means the horses are having a better time, but I've only ever seen them really in and around the environs of Central Park where there isn't really any traffic.
Not quite the same as being on the streets.
Motorised and it's pedestrianised. But look, let us know. Do you think it's a bad idea? Should it spell the end for horse-drawn carriages in Dublin in particular? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.